This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The strong winds have been causing a whole lot of problems in the region. Trees and poles came crashing down. Many had their power knocked out. As KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, there have been travel issues at the airport.
There are more cancellations and delays in and out of Philly International after a tough one yesterday when there were 114 flights canceled and 331 delays. One of the affected travelers, Shannon Miner, who was with her son, they're from San Diego and were in PA for a college visit for rugby.
We were out here for college admitted student days, spent a few days at Penn State, and then in trying to get out of there, we're unable to get a flight, you know, back to Iowa, which was our next stop. Just a plane never arrived, and they never told us why.
No one mentioned the wind to them. They heard it from us first. And after spending a night in a hotel by the airport, they had to cancel their Iowa plans and book a trip back home out west.
Weather is what it is, but it's, you know, we're ready to get home at this point. It's exhausting.
At the airport, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And these winds have been deadly. In what Philly police are calling a terrible and tragic accident, a woman was killed when a large tree fell on her car in Crescentville. It happened around 6:15 last night on West Hill Creek Avenue. Here's Police Inspector D.F. Pace.
The vehicle is registered to a home in this area locally. We have not yet been able to confirm that the person behind the wheel is the registered owner, but that is a distinct possibility and probable.
The tree landed across the car's roof, and about an hour before the crash, a gust of wind in the northeast was measured at 63 miles an hour. In 1 week, Russia's war in Ukraine will reach the three-year mark. A Center City cathedral held a commemorative prayer service Sunday afternoon to honor the victims in Ukraine and pray for peace. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
More than 100 people were in the congregation at 4 p.m. Sunday in the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul as head of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church Sviatoslav Shevchuk led the homily and prayed for peace in his home country.
We are fighting for our freedom and dignity, for the right to live freely in our own land.
Next Monday, the 24th, marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. But Father Roman Petula, rector of the Ukrainian Catholic Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in North Philly, notes Ukraine has been defending itself for much longer.
But we have to say it's 11 years ago, because annexation of Crimea happened in 2014, and the occupation of Donbas area, it happened in 2014.
The U.S. is expected to enter negotiations with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia in the coming days, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has taken a hardline stance on keeping Ukraine's borders and natural resources. In Center City, Vikram Agapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey lawmakers are working to crack down on organized retail theft. They say stores throughout the state are always worried about a group coming in and cleaning them out in seconds. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
This bill would increase penalties for people involved in retail theft crime networks. Bill sponsors say other states have similar laws on the books, so out-of-state criminals have been crossing the bridge. During testimony in Trenton, John Holub with the New Jersey Retail Merchant Association says this isn't about some kids taking gum or candy at the store.
This is addressing highly sophisticated, highly organized criminal enterprises that are attacking our retailers. And as you've already heard, obviously in the last few years, the frequency of which we're having these thefts take place, and even more troubling, the level of violence that our sales associates are facing is extremely troubling.
In addition to increased penalties for theft groups and for assault on store employees, the bill also creates a retail theft unit within the Attorney General's office. The bill has committee approval and seems poised to pass when it's posted for a full vote, though no date has been set. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.